The other really interesting thing, and there is just so many interesting things in this whole new world, is that the rainbow, those beautiful rainbows that you see after rain that glow up there in the sky, the colors of the rainbow always fall in the same pattern: red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet. The Roy G. Biv that we learn at school. Have you ever wondered why that is so? Well, I've spoken about radio stations, and I've spoken about organs in the body representing different frequencies of energy. Well, those colors in that rainbow represent the same law that the colors of a rainbow have specific energy frequencies. The red, which is always on the bottom of the rainbow, has the lowest energy frequency. It is the densest color, the red. And then orange, then yellow, then green, then blue, and up to the violet. I will be weaving in the colors of the rainbow because a lot of people really can identify with color. And as we're doing our healing work at the seven keys to unlock your natural healing wisdom, you can use colors to express that energy center in your body. A wonderful metaphor is that rainbow that we can use to aid in our healing journey. Back to the 10 principles of energy medicine. Number six. Are you listening? This is a key one, very short but very important. Your mind is in every cell of your body. Your mind is in every cell of your body. Your mind is not your brain. Your brain is a physical structure in your body that we can see, we can dissect, we can analyze. Your mind is different. No doubt you're wondering, well, what does she mean by that? The mind is located in every cell of the body. Well, what you have to think of as the mind is actually the information superhighway of your body. No longer are we just thinking about an electrical body where through nervous pathways you might touch something hot and suddenly you jerk your hand back because of some reflex, which is true, that does happen, but that's not the only story. The body is made up of a superhighway of information run by information molecules that approach receptors to start a whole chain of events. And emotions in the body exist as these information chemicals. And these chemicals arise from different sites in different systems simultaneously, not just from the brain. The same neuropeptides that we thought were only located in the brain are actually in the immune system, the nervous system, the endocrine system, the gastrointestinal system. And these sites form nodal points, key points on this vast superhighway of internal information exchange occurring on a molecular level. So think of the mind, the mind is a molecular information superhighway to be decoded. Mind, mind, a molecular information superhighway to be decoded to understand how your body really works. And Candace Pert, in her wonderful book, The Molecules of Emotion, Why We Feel the Way We Do, talks about the flow of these molecules as not directed by the brain. So we ask, well, what directs them? What is this intelligence in the body? How is this information superhighway run? Well, the answer is in our thoughts. Mental phenomena are the messengers. Everything begins as a thought. I will say this many times through this program. Everything is made twice. First of all, it is a thought. Thoughts are the blueprints that create our experience. Everything is first a thought, and thoughts are messengers bringing information and intelligence from the non-physical world to the physical world. So what we think is so important to our health. What we think is so important to the outcome of our relationships. What we think is so important in the success of our business. There is a famous saying, change your thinking, change your life. It sounds trite, But in fact, when you realize that thoughts are the key ingredient to making things happen from the non-physical plane to the physical plane on a molecular level, we really start to understand that concept.